Hello everyone, I'm here standing out in my yard in Cuernavaca, and I just thought I would stop by and talk a little bit about the seasons. If you're wondering exactly how the seasons work down here, I'll tell you a couple things I've observed. Now, of course, we don't have the dramatic seasons that we have in Canada. Spring, summer, fall, and winter that are often so obvious depending on where you live. But there is still a change of seasons. Of course, we have the dry season and the rainy season. Here, those are the primary two seasons. But there's actually more subtle changes if you're watching. Even here in Cuernavaca, where the temperature is fairly constant, at least during the day, it's fairly constant throughout the year. Although, at night, it gets quite a bit cooler this time of year. That's how you can tell the change of seasons. There is a temperature difference. There's other changes too. Contrary to popular belief, there are fall leaves in Mexico. It depends on where you are. If you're in the city, you don't notice it as much, but whenever I drop the kids off at school, I walk through a bunch of leaves. And that happens when the dry season starts, because, of course, the trees aren't getting the water, and so the leaves fall off. So you don't have quite the spectacular fall colors you may have in Canada or other places, but there are fall leaves and fall colors. Especially if you're outside of the city, in the city a lot of people are watering their leaves, watering their plants and their trees, so you don't see as much, but there are some. One way we can tell, I think compared to last year, it feels a lot more like December and a lot more like Christmas. Last year it may have felt a little more strange being new here and not being used to having such nice weather in December. But this year we can notice it a little more. One obvious thing is the poinsettia plant in our yard. In February or March, our landlord cut it right down to bare stalks. It looked completely dead. And then gradually started sprouting throughout the year, little green shoots, and now it's just blooming all over the place. Big red flowers everywhere, so beautiful poinsettia plant. So that is definitely one way, maybe the most obvious way you can tell that it's Christmas. But, you know, there's another thing that, besides the plants and the temperature, another way that you can see the seasons change, and that is the bugs. Yeah, having only been here a little over a year, I haven't quite got in the rhythm of exactly what bugs come out when, but it does seem that the same bugs are coming out that came out about this time last year. All of a sudden, there's just all kinds of the same kind of bug everywhere. And you think there's an infestation, and then a few weeks later, they're completely gone. But the nice thing this year that I'm noticing is that there's lots of butterflies. And there's always butterflies, but there's tons of butterflies here. They must have migrated down from the northern climes for the winter. So there are just lots of different kinds and different colors, and they're flying all over the place. So there you go. Butterflies. That's a kind of a nicer way to tell that the seasons are changing than those little annoying beetles that fly in your face. So there you go, a little bit about the seasons in Cuernavaca, and maybe sometime you can come down and experience one of them for yourself. Talk to you later.